Forever! Dog!
Audience, when we last left the good boys, they were ripped apart from each other and scattered into different corners of the multiverse. The only way they can fix the dimensional rift and reunite is to record separate solo podcasts about stuff at malls next to theme parks. We take you now to Mike's end of the multiverse.
Today, on the 23rd installment of Womp Hoppers Dusty Trail, a restaurant retrospective, we dig into some newly unearthed audio from restaurant owner C.L. Womp Hopper IV himself. Yeehaw!
Womp Hoppers, beg, borrow, even steal.
Womp Hoppers,
to afford our wagon meal.
Womp Hoppers,
hitch your wagon to a mule.
Womp Hoppers,
come up after Sunday school. Dagnabbit, eat here already.
Welcome back to Womp Hoppers Dusty Trail, a restaurant retrospective. I'm your host, Michael R. Carlson. This is, of course, the only weekly podcast dedicated to the history of Womp Hoppers Wagon Works Restaurant, a wagon dealership-themed eatery located just outside Universal Studios Hollywood from 1981 to 1988. For weeks now, we've been looking through menus, digging through trash, and talking to ex-employees, all in an effort to gain some insight into why this brilliant restaurant closed. Well, today, I'm happy to report we've hit the mother lode. A freshly unearthed interview with Womp Hoppers owner and proprietor, C.L. Womp Hopper IV. C.L., of course, based this restaurant on his great-grandfather's wagon dealership that was opened near the Cahuenga Pass in the mid-1800s. In this newly acquired audio, C.L. IV addresses a number of personal and professional incidents and accusations that eventually led to his business's closure. Now we take you to 1981.
This is Cassidy Blaine on Cassidy's Hard-Hitting News Exposés. Today, I am here with a controversial figure. I'm talking about none other than C.L. Womp Hopper IV. And we're here to discuss the many allegations leveled against him about his practices, his restaurant, and his lifestyle.
Well, thank you for having me. I think you're going to find that I'm just an honest guy. And all I want to do is make a bunch of nice people happy by serving them wagon burgers, donkey drinks, and tumbleweed tuna melts.
When people are coming into the restaurant, there have been some complaints that people are actually contracting cholera and measles. And I don't know if this is intentional, but it seems like C.L. Womp Hoppers is the epicenter for these ancient or bygone illnesses.
Well, let me address that right away and say you are correct about it.
Oh, my God. Thank you for being so open and agreeing. I really thought I was going to have to bully you.
Oh, no. I'm an honest man, yeah.
Okay.
So we are hosting child measles parties in the back room.
And what is a measles party?
Measles party where one kid gets measles and you throw like them in a pen, about 100 kids in a pen.
In a pan or in a pen?
In a pan.
Okay. Well, I still can't fully understand. Is that pan or pen?
It's a pan, yeah.
Because if you're putting them in a hot object that's being heated on a stove, that sounds crazy. If you're putting them in a pigsty, I get behind it.
Well, it's a big, here's the thing. It's a big area, but it is also heated. So you heat the measles out of them.
Okay. But is the point to get the measles to spread, or are we just... You know, like, what is this, like vapor going away?
When you heat up a child with measles, the measles comes out of him faster. And then it can spread to the other children who just get it out of the way. So you can do it in the summer. You can do it on a spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Kids get the measles out of the way like that. But they're playing. They're having fun. They're doing all sorts of imaginative games, okay?
And I heard some of those imaginative games are assembling the wagon burgers.
For a lot as far as kitchen staff is concerned, yeah. Kids will assemble the burgers in a hot room.
Okay. Some might say this is a child labor issue.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so
but we're getting around it. I'm just skirting it. I'm not following the rules.
Okay, and why aren't you following the rules?
Because it's easier not to.
Well, I think every liar and huckster throughout time has felt that way.
I think so, but have I lied yet?
Honestly, I don't think I have. So,
I'm being truthful here.
It's true. I've been remarkably surprised by how honest you've been.
I'm so truthful.
People say that the restrooms at your restaurant...
Go ahead.
...are unclean. That they feel like outhouses, and they are literally outside. There's no actual plumbing.
Well, I want to address that because...
Yes.
People say outhouse. Well, there's no house. It's just out. So you just go out, and then it's like, choose your own adventure as far as what you want to do, how you want to do it in the open, or you can bring a tarp from home and just cover yourself up.
Yeah, because there aren't even like kind of sitting areas. Like, it's just like an open...
Yeah, it's dirt and grass. And then everything rolls down the hill toward Ventura Boulevard.
Heated child measles rooms. An excrement rolling and mudsliding down the hill toward Ventura Boulevard. But these revelations were just the tip of the mesa.
You know, it's really bugging me lately. People are obsessed with these submarine sandwiches, and they're like, oh, these are so good. We love submarines. But what about wagons, okay? Let's make the vehicle, the wagon, more popular. All right, which is why I've debuted my new sandwich called Wagon Sandwich, WAGS for short. It's a ham, a thin layer of mayonnaise, more ham, and then a thicker layer of mayonnaise.
And I've heard that this mayonnaise is kept in the same pan with the children, and may or may not be too hot.
It is. It's hot mayonnaise.
Yeah, and some people complain about the mouthfeel.
Yeah, it's unnerving. It's lumpy
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, some people complain about it, but like that's sort of one of our signatures is just having lumpy hot mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And it's like, it lingers with you as well. Like, you'll be driving down the hill here after you've eaten here, and it'll be like stuck in your throat, you know?
Yeah, and I wanted to address that because people have been leaving your restaurant and immediately choking on the way home.
Yeah, what happens is we've had a string of people choking in their cars mm-hmm. as they drive down the hill toward Ventura. On any given night, there are about 30 car accidents.
Yes.
Of people colliding just into the businesses on Ventura.
Yeah, and some people say that your restaurant is a scourge for Los Angeles.
Well, I can only agree with that.
Okay, well, again, you're too dang charming.
Do you want to buy a bottle of romantic liquid?
I mean, it looks cloudy.
It's called C.O.M. Popper's Romantic Liquid.
And I'm just curious, is this like an elixir you drink? Is this something you rub on your body? What is this romantic liquid?
Well, between the two of us,
mm-hmm.
it's that hot, thick mayonnaise.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Okay. And would you say, because I've heard you've made claims that this is an aphrodisiac.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, and what does that mean? Is this the secret that got your grandpappy doinking across America?
To be very honest, here's what's going on, all right? And you're going to say, oh, my God, I saw it all now. The pieces all make sense, all right?
Yeah.
So my great-grandfather was into that autoerotic asphyxiation.
As many wagoners are.
As many wagoners are. All the famous ones were into it, okay? Because, like, basically what it is, when you're wheeling and dealing and you're selling wagons, you're chasing a high.
Yeah.
You're chasing the high of the deal, chasing the high of selling a bunch of wagons. And what would happen is that he would need greater and greater sexual gratification, essentially.
I mean, anything we do in life, we get used to it and then need to... have a bigger boost.
That's right. We get used to stuff, and then we need a bigger boost. So what he would do is he would have this hot mayonnaise
mm-hmm.
that would stick in your throat,
okay.
and it would make him choke.
Okay.
But that would do the same basic thing as having a hand around it or a belt around it.
But how would he then release the pressure? How would he then release
just
that?
Drink a glass of water.
So you're getting really hot and horny with this mayonnaise in your throat.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
You spooge, and then you reach for a glass of water.
Oh, but some people put it into the love making. They have a partner give you the water.
Okay, great,
and that
yes.
could be part of it.
Yes, I mean, I'm not judging anyone's water or mayonnaise practices.
Good, yeah, don't.
Who knew that the original C.L. Wompopper was a mayonnaise pervert? Folks, Michael here. Eating well is hard sometimes, but that's where Factor Meals comes in. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. They've got 35 different options to choose from each week. So what are you waiting for? Get started today. Get after your goals. I've been getting after my goals. I had some creamy Parmesan chicken. It was delicious. I made it and I felt smart for doing it. A great thing about Factor is that it's flexible for your schedule. You get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Head to factormeals.com/podcastride50 and use code podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code podcastride50 at factormeals.com/podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Do it.
You're offering me this mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And some people have complained that you are a sex shop.
Okay.
Not you
people
as the person.
They're saying things, yeah.
See,
people, yeah.
Womp hoppers.
Yeah.
Sex shoppers is what some people are saying.
Yeah, I saw the report last week, the Walter Cronkite report.
Yeah, and he did such a good job.
He did. I trust him implicitly. When he said CL Mom Popper sex shoppers, the nation listened.
Yeah, he did. And it's because you're selling these items like this autoerotic asphyxiation-related mayonnaise that clumps in your throat. And then the only way you can breathe again is by drinking a glass of water. And I also heard you had... And I'm not trying to be gross, but I've heard you have wagon cock rings.
Well, look, when Walter Cronkite brought out the cock rings on TV last night, yeah.
Which was brave.
Which was brave of him. He's never done it before, despite numerous calls to address that.
America's been wanting it.
He did it, and what can I say, but we do sell... CL Wompopper cock rings. Yep. Which, just look, it's just a functional thing. Okay?
Yeah, of course.
It's just a part of it. It's not untoward. It's not nothing. But yeah, it's in a glass case up with the gum and cigarettes.
Okay. And you have CL Wompopper cigarettes.
Yeah, we sell our own cigarettes. We roll them, yeah.
And who's rolling them?
The kids.
Okay. So they're hot, sweaty little cigarettes.
Yeah, of course. The cigarettes are warm already. They're basically just lit.
They come lit?
You buy a pack of cigarettes, they're all lit already. Yeah. Okay.
They're 20 cigarettes that are just lit inside of a little package.
Yeah, 20 lit cigarettes. You gotta smoke them fast.
And
that's the fun of it. That's what you get when you come here.
Right, I understand that. But people have complained that there's a lot of secondhand smoke in your restaurant.
There's tons of secondhand smoke here, yeah.
And I know there hasn't been a lot of litigation so far in 1981.
Right,
but
yeah.
I predict there might be more litigation against secondhand smoke.
Well, I'm all-seeing and all-knowing, and like, yeah, maybe lawsuits are coming, maybe laws are coming, but for now, enjoy the smoke.
Okay.
Enjoy the smoke. You buy 20 cigarettes, and you gotta smoke them within 10 minutes, or else they're gone.
Yeah.
That's fun! That's fun! Woohoo! That's fun! Okay. Isn't it fun? Doesn't it make you want to woohoo?
Woohoo!
Yeah, right, yeah! Hell yeah. Yeah. So no, we sell cigarettes, we make cigarettes, we make the rings for the thing. We make rings for your thing, that's what we say. It's fun. They're called wagon rings,
yeah,
by the way.
And I wanted to address too that they're made out of spindly wood.
Yeah, they're wooden.
They're wooden, and some people are complaining about splinters.
Everyone is complaining about splinters, yeah. We have 10 to 12 to 20 people every day that will come back in here and are angry with us.
Yeah. Oh, God. How do you deal with them? What do you do?
We kind of hide. Mm-hmm. When someone comes in, they're angry. You hide in the back.
Yeah.
And then, like, go away eventually.
So again, you are a bit of a coward.
A bit? I'm a huge coward. I don't want to deal with these people. What are you talking about? They're mad at me because I put a bunch of wood in their peen.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to talk to them either.
It doesn't happen every time, though. Some of them are fine.
No.
Some of them are fine.
Yeah, some of them, it's probably appreciated.
Some people like it.
Yeah.
Some people like it when because they want to feel something. You get used to normal stuff, and then you need to feel something new.
That's the curse of living, right?
That's the curse of, thank God you understand me. Oh, God. Oh, I need to take a big huff of something real quick. I don't know what it, is there secondhand smoke over here? Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you,
secondhand smoke. And that clears your brain?
Oh, it makes it worse. It makes my brain feel worse.
Okay.
Tisk, tisk. We all know the proper materials to make a cock ring are copper, brass, or gold.
Now, people have said that your great-grandfather was legitimately mad. Like, he was a madman.
Well, people have speculated. They have inquired. They have written about at length that my great-grandfather was cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
They call him a cuckoo bird.
Yeah.
They would call him Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
A lot of things that are upsetting to me to hear. But the fact of the matter is, they were all right. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you. He performed sort of a self-lobotomy when he was 21 years old.
Yeah, and can you describe that? Because most lobotomies, you go in through the nose and kind of disconnect a portion of the left and right hemisphere. That's what I know about lobotomies.
All I know that my great-grandfather didn't do it the normal way. To save costs, he just put a chimp in a doctor's outfit and then started smearing peanut butter on the parts of his skull. He wanted the chimp to cave in. And after that point, basically, he just kind of picked and chose what he wanted to pull out. Reason why he did it. By the time he was 21, he felt so bad about all the mean stuff he had done and all those people, the wagons he had repossessed and the single wheels he would take off of people's wagons.
Really fucking people over.
Yeah, he would make, people were moving their whole family, and he'd just take their wheel in the middle of nowhere, and then they just either had to set up camp there forever or die.
Right, I hear that's how Bakersfield was started.
Yeah, oh yeah. He repossessed so many different wheels in Bakersfield. That's how the whole city started. There were so many people stranded there, they were like, well, let's just do a city here, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
we should do it. We should do a city.
Yeah, that's how most cities are started, that people just want to do them.
Let's just do a city, they would say. So he felt bad about all that stuff, so instead of changing his ways, he decided to take out the part of his brain that felt empathy.
Wow.
And he accidentally took a bunch of other pieces, too, but, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, well, it seems like he also kind of ignited his sexual function in a stronger way.
Oh, yeah, it weaponized it, I would say.
And just, I'm wondering, as the great-grandson of a man who removed empathy from his own brain, the ability to feel empathy, how do you live at night with that piece intact in your own brain?
Well, to be fully honest with you, I have also performed a mild lobotomy.
Mild lobotomy. And what is that? What is a mild?
Yeah, well, it means that I found a baby chimp and put it in a doctor's outfit and then put peanut butter on my skull and let the baby chimp cave it in and then, same deal, smaller chimp. To be very honest, it didn't fully work and I still feel a deep sadness. At night. But it's probably less sad than I would otherwise.
Yeah, well, it seems like you're aware and you're sad, but you also continue to do practices that maybe aren't the best.
I continue to do what I do, and that's just the way that's the way Womp Hopper's always acted, okay?
Yeah.
I can't fight my programming. You understand?
Yeah.
That's just another human being lesson, is that we can't fight who we are, what we do, what our family heritage is.
Yeah.
I have to serve food, and I have to sell cock rings.
Yeah.
I have to
that
do it.
Legacy is predetermined for you.
Just like the one that
Honest Abe used.
Honest Abe did, and George did, and Ben, and Tom, all the guys.
Yeah.
And the King of England.
Yeah.
He still does it.
Of course he does, because America is, You know, Little England.
America's Little England. I know it is.
In some ways, I guess it's kind of true.
People have complained that there aren't enough cherries in the wagon cherries jubilee.
Well, yeah, they're right. Basically, I just, like, painted a bunch of almonds red and hoped nobody would notice. I mean, let's not focus on that. Let's talk about the presentation of that. It comes in what's basically a big wash tub for a large St. Bernard.
I know. What do you mean, wash tub?
A big metal tub that could fit a St. Bernard. And the Cherries Jubilee comes in that because it's a fun sort of thing to do. It's a novelty. It's sort of, I don't, it's like, you know how you take a picture and then you show it to everybody and it'll go, like, viral among your friends?
Yeah, I mean, one time I was at a bachelorette party and I got up on a table and some of my friends took a film photograph and then showed it to my other friends.
Right, and it's like when the photo goes viral, because 1981.
And what do you mean viral? Sorry, this word is confusing.
Well, it's just we talk about disease so much,
okay,
I'm always thinking
yes.
viral. And it's just like, cause spread. Spread is what I'm saying.
Spread, yes.
So it's like when you have a Polaroid photo or something, and there's a photo, but everyone wants to see it, and everyone passes it around.
Yeah.
That's when I say a Polaroid is going viral.
Okay.
That's a term I just kind of made up, I think.
Yes.
So, yeah. So when we take a picture of a big wash tub full of Cherries Jubilee, and you take a Polaroid of it, I want that to go viral, because then that's promotion for us.
I love that. I guess what's hard to understand is it's such a big wash tub, which is camp, which is kitschy. It's cute.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But the amount of Cherries Jubilee is very small, and it almost looks like a dookie that a St. Bernard left behind.
Yeah, it does look like that. It's small.
It's small in a big tub, and we're already thinking, when I see a wash tub, I'm like, that's a St. Bernard wash tub. So,
When you see a wash tub, you generally think of, oh, what size dog could fit in it?
That's all I think about.
Yeah, because you go to the store and you try to get a wash tub, you just have to, like a St. Bernard, is it some sort of
Pomeranian,
is it a bulldog?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of bulldog? But yeah, it is a small amount of food. It's a regular dessert in a big tub.
Yeah,
and people get upset.
Yeah, people get upset. Not only that it might feel unclean to eat out of that vessel, but also, they expected a tub of Cherries Jubilee.
Right, and it costs $100.
Yeah, and that is a lot of money right now.
Yeah, right now it is.
I mean, it maybe will forever feel like a lot of money, but it's even more money right now.
Right now, I agree with you. It is a lot of money. So people are upset, and I get it. I get it. It's weird. It's predatory. I get it.
Yeah, people will say they feel bilked out of money when they buy this dessert.
Yeah, they will say that, yeah. They always say it.
Well, thank you for being so candid.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. Yeah.
And I've noticed all of your menus are sopping wet.
Soaked with tears,
yeah.
From me, basically.
Are you crying over the menus? Are you upset at the food?
I'm upset at just the atrocities that I've helped commit in different things here.
So, and when you say atrocity, that's bold language. You're going on record.
I am on record as committing atrocities, yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Against the human race?
Yes. Again, things that the human race will never recover from, I am admitting to here right now.
I mean, this is blowing my mind.
There are political things that I've done.
You've been involved in, like, shadow campaigns and stuff?
I've been involved in many shadow campaigns, yeah.
Wow.
What's happened is if there's been a world leader assassinated in the last 30 years, look in the background of the photo.
Are we going to find a womp hopper?
There's a wagon back there. If there's a world leader that's been killed in the last 30 years, look at the photo of their last moments. You're going to be able to find a wagon.
If there's a will, there's a wagon.
If there's a will, there's a wagon. I did it all. I did all of it. Everything.
And, like, this is huge.
Yeah.
Thank you for revealing this on Cassidy Blaine. How do you sleep at night? You've upset nations. You've murdered politicians.
Yeah.
This is heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
How do you sleep at night? On a straw mat or?
I do have a straw mat, but it's better for my back.
Okay.
But the way I sleep is that if one person comes up the hill into CL Womp Hoppers,
mm-hmm.
and they shake my hand, mm-hmm. They say I had a delicious wagon burger.
Yeah.
And the cock ring you sold me didn't give me no splinters in my dick.
Yeah.
And they say I had so much fun smoking 20 cigarettes very fast.
People leave looking leathered.
You're going to be leathered after you come out of this place.
Yeah.
Secondhand smoke.
If you come out of this place. Some people don't.
Some people don't, yeah. We have a graveyard in one of the back rooms.
Yeah, I heard it's in one of the troughs.
Yeah, it is a trough, yeah. But if they say I had a good time, I carry that with me, and that gives me the energy I need to take me into the next day. That's all.
Oh my God, let me get you some menus to cry on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mr.
I killed JFK. There's a wagon on the grassy knoll.
There's a wagon on the grassy knoll?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to go and look at those photos more clearly.
Okay.
Because of this audio, I was able to pull up many pre-assassination photos of world leaders and identify a wagon in the background, thus solving around 30 different mysteries in the process. Apparently, Juan Poppers was then seized by the CIA upon closure, turned into a Universal City branch of the organization, and was then disguised as a Tony Roma's. So if you ate at the Tony Roma's up at Universal Studios between 1988 and 1994, you're likely complicit in some weird CIA stuff. Anyway, this will be the final installment of Juan Poppers' Dusty Trail, a restaurant retrospective. Join me next week as I start a new journey trying to use black magic to conjure Merlin and figure out just what evil spirits shut down the City Walk restaurant Wizards. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael R. Carlson.
Womp hoppers, beg, borrow, even steal. Womp hoppers,
to afford our wagon meal.
Womp hoppers,
hitch your wagon to a mule.
Womp hoppers,
come up after Sunday school.
Dadnabbit, eat here already.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.